Eddie, your side gave it absolutely everything today. It just wasn't quite enough in the end.
No, we did. As you say, we gave it everything. We really did chase the game well today, a lot better than we did against Sheffield Wednesday when we were drawing and obviously got caught on the break a couple of times. Today we had a real go, but we played with tactical intelligence. So I was really pleased with that element of our game. I was disappointed that we conceded the two goals because it was totally out of context in the game. We were dominating the ball, dominating chances, dominating territorially, and then we find ourselves a goal down. So that's the only thing really missing from today's performance. A clean sheet, it would have been a nice 2-0 win.
Did you think that sort of late surge, that late physical effort was still in your players after the sort of spell they've had recently?
Yeah, I did. When you consider the fact that we played earlier than Ipswich, so we had that slight advantage. I felt we had more in us. And we dominated the ball in the first half, so we knew that Ipswich would be tired. And you know, we really did crank up the pressure. We had a few chances that we perhaps could have done better with. But full credit to the players for the effort and guts they showed. They never gave up, and it really was a heroic effort.
You mentioned the soft goals. Has that become a bit of an Achilles heel because of the stage of the season?
Well, it's been there all season for us. I mean, again, I'll take responsibility for that because of the way we play. So there are goals we concede that are on the back of what I'm telling players to do. So you know, I can't have it both ways. I have to take the heat for that. But we're not going to change the way we play. We just need to become better at it. And I think that's the challenge for us. I think the set-piece goal was soft from our perspective. We need to do better in that situation. We talked about Ipswich's threat, and that was a big one for them. So that's a disappointing one.
Did you have any argument with that free kick being given?
Yeah, I did at the time. But it's given, you've got to defend it.
And you didn't get a lot of luck the other day when Jan Kermigan hit the post and hit the keeper and came out. And today you got a bit of luck on your side with Matt Ritchie's deflection.
Yeah, I mean, Matt's always a threat from that range, and he struck it really well. It took a deflection and looped nicely in the corner for us. And you feel at that stage we've got the momentum and perhaps we could have won it. And we did have moments where we were presented with good opportunities. And we slung the kitchen sink at them and it just didn't fall for us. And Jan's header would have been a very controversial moment at the end.
Yeah, we didn't realise actually in the game that the ref had already blown by the time he headed it.
He had blown when the ball was in there, and then I think he probably quickly regretted it when he saw Jan's header, and I don't know how close it was, but it looked close from where I was.
I nearly had to scrape Willow off the roof when Mark Pugh was lining up with that shot in the penalty area. Was that the best chance, the one that really should have been taken?
Yeah, I think that was the most presentable one, but there were others. We got in some really good positions first half, and either weren't quick enough with our finish or didn't make the right decision. But Mark's played his part in a very good team performance today. Certainly no blame attached to him.
I know you didn't want to know the results the other day, but you haven't won in three, but you're still in there. There's seemingly no one wants to take sixth, it would appear.
Well, we certainly want to take it, but we can't seem to get that win just to kickstart us again. I think we've been frustrated in the last three. I felt arguably should have beat Sheffield Wednesday. Yeovil, we weren't at our best. And today I thought we were very good, but didn't win. So three totally different games. But we're still fighting and we keep going.
You go mad, wouldn't you, if you thought about all the if-onlys, if only we'd done this, if only we'd beaten them, etc.
Well, I think every team in the league will be saying the same thing. I think when you look back at our two games against Ipswich, we're disappointed because we feel we should have four more points. That we've dominated both games. So certainly an element of frustration in the games against them.
Big decision to throw Elliot and Charlie Daniels in. Both haven't played for a long time.
Not really, no. They're top quality players. I have an excellent squad. I will continue to rotate my players.
Because of the heat of the battle, I suppose, more in terms of it wasn't coming in mid-season with what's, you know, the momentum.
It's got nothing to do with it, Chris. I've got a very, very good squad. I will keep rotating my team.
Harry Arter wasn't available today after coming back from suspension, injured.
Yeah, just felt his thigh in the build-up to the game, so unfortunately he missed out.
And I've got to ask you about the preparation, because the team had to sort of rather shamefully process in from one end of the ground to the other at about 2:10. I mean, that obviously wasn't ideal, but I know you wouldn't blame that.
Wouldn't blame that. We dominated the game, so if that's the case, we'd do it again.
It didn't affect you at all then, Matt?
Well, do you think it did?
No, I didn't really, no.
It didn't in any way.
Going forward then, another game you'll have to watch and hope for a favour somewhere else, Reading and Middlesbrough tomorrow night maybe?
Yeah, well, whatever. You can't influence it, so we'll just focus on Nottingham Forest. We'll have a sellout again at home, so we'll try and get back to winning ways in front of our own crowd.